Matthew's gospel this week is the whole part of Matthew chapter 24. You know, Jesus is the revelation. That's why we call it the revelation of Jesus Christ or the apocalypse, because Jesus' words are recorded in that book to tell us about things to come. But while he was here on earth, he told the disciples also about the things to come. In Matthew 24, over Luke, in Luke, and then also in Mark 13. I forget the scripture in Luke. But this is all red letter edition. And you'll notice that what Jesus did, he was telling us about things that was going to take place right before the second advent or his return. And I want to pick up the scripture in chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. However, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. So he goes on to say, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That's the way it'll be when the Son of Man comes. Two will be working together in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. So be prepared, because you do not know what day your Lord is coming. Know this, a homeowner who knew exactly when a burglar was going to come would stay alert and not permit the house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when you least expect it. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.